during the break, I went to the bathroom, and in the toilet, somebody took a dump and didn't flush. But that's not the mystery to me.
What's the mystery?
The mystery is there's no toilet paper in the toilet.
Maybe you went no wiper.
But if you see what's in that toilet, that's a wipeable dump. And so someone's walking around this building.
Who else is in this building?
The cleaning crew.
It's got
to
be.
There's a couple other.
But wouldn't they have toilet paper to their, you know, if you're a cleaning crew, wouldn't you have access to the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Right. So why didn't you use the toilet paper?
Maybe they were rejecting our Western way of thinking.
I mean, there's no toilet anywhere. Like, I looked in the trash can.
So what?
I'm thinking sometimes, you know, especially some of the Hispanic people, they'll wipe and put it in the trash can because that's how they were raised to not block up the septic or, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe it's in the trash can. Nope.
Was it a hoverer, you know? One of those you can just hover.
You still have to.
You still got to wipe.
Yeah.
Well, unless it was just
there's no bidet in there.
No. And it's a very, like, you go look at it.
No. I'll take your word for it.
It's very impressive.
No.
You should have took a picture. I've wanted to start a website for the picture after, you know? No. Like, everybody posts pictures of their food, you know? Then you take a picture the day after.
But, I mean, just go, it blows your mind, because you look at it, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember eating bologna.
The
edges of bologna.
The mileage of toilet paper that you have to...
Yeah.
The mileage of toilet paper that you'd have to use for that product is incredible. And you look around, there's no toilet paper anywhere.
Was it diarrhea?
No.
It was solid.
It's solid.
Well, maybe they did a fiber that it just came out, you know, clean.
But don't you check just to be sure? You should have at least one in there.
I agree. Totally agree.
There should be at least one square.
Yeah.
Yeah. One square.
Oh, what are you, Sheryl Crow?
Now, could it be that he went to that bathroom? And I'm not assuming his gender. It was just in the men's bathroom. So I'm just using the evidence in front of me. Maybe he went and wiped and used another toilet to wipe with.
Maybe he had some sort of emergency come up where he was like, well, going to have to finish this later. I think it just pops right
out. BRB.
I think, that could be, though, if there was no toilet paper there and they didn't realize it till after they started. Had to walk out to another stall.
Oh, and
It's not walking either.
Yeah,
it's waddling.
It could be.
Yeah, I mean, that's happened to everybody, I think, at some point. But if it was me, I'd go back and at least flush this toilet so nobody would have this conversation we're having now about what I did in that toilet.
I, in this building, have ripped the roll in half and used that.
Yeah.
It's
rough, too.
You didn't flush it. Maybe the toilet doesn't work.
Wait, did you not flush it either?
I used a urinal.
But you left it.
Wait, so you witnessed it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't, because I want to talk about it.
So wait a minute.
And I thought about the fact that I might.
It there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for evidence purposes.
So wait a minute, you went in there and you took
I didn't want to touch. I didn't want to touch the crime scene.
You went in there and took a piss and you just got the idea to just check the toilet?
No, so I had to go and wipe, blow my nose. So I went and grabbed toilet paper from the first. So there is toilet paper in the thing.
Let me just say, though, that's the wrong move.
Yeah.
Just grabbing that. Out of the stall.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't thinking. I'm in a hurry. I was trying to get back before the break.
Just like the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But had it been me, though, we're timed during the break. Let's say I was, I misjudged the time and I hear somebody, hey, we're coming back on.
Mm-hmm.
I would have still wiped.
Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility that it was left from yesterday?
I mean, it looks like it's been sitting.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe.
It's been sitting.
It's like a slow cooker in there.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's seasoned.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Was it still floating?
Go look at it.
Was it still floating?
No.
No.
It's not
you.
A floater.
Or did it fill
for
up with water?
Specifically. And... Are we holding on for something?
Oh, no. I was just, what were you saying?
Okay. I have a roll of toilet paper in there that came straight from the janitor's cart that has never been in the bathroom before.
Oh, this one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice clean one. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was just, I'm in a hurry thing and I'm just going to, you know, it's not a big deal.
Was it so long?
But it just still, it stuck. I wasn't going to talk about it really on the show, honestly. Uh-huh. But it's still bothering me. Like, this whole mystery is still bothering me.
Was it so long that you had to cut it in half? You can cut it in half.
Oh, no.
Let me just put it this way.
Saw and logs?
I'm trying not to talk, because it's probably gross to somebody out by listening to this. So I'm trying to
talk about the ones that come out after you?
Let me just...
As a matter of fact, I'll be right back.
All right, go witness this.
Let's take a picture of it.
I'm just telling you right now.
Literally.
Yes. It's literally coming out the top of the water.
Oh, God.
So it's sunken down, but then it's
so you got a oh, it's a Loch Ness monster.
Yeah.
The neck is coming out.
Yeah.
See, you should have took a picture of that.
Yeah, but I want that
means,
on my phone.
That means it's a great meal.
Oh, damn it,
that's
guys.
A great meal.
Like, just thinking about it right now makes me want to. I'm gagging right now. Just thinking.
Yeah.
About it.
See, that's what I that means. Gagging. That was a great meal. You know.
I just saying,
man.
I don't want to know.
We're just about to go to check it out.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah.
He wanted to witness this firsthand.
I think it's his work, actually.
Yeah, he's like, is this mine?
He's going to go cover it up. He's like, oh,
I should have put at least one piece of toilet paper
in. Maybe that's what the guy did. He was like, you know what? He got up and he was on his, he's like, I can't flush this masterpiece.
I mean, it is pretty impressive.
It'd be.
I mean, you're talking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so amazing and impressive. I had to talk about it on the show and just disregard the schedule for a second.
So you're saying he actually did the look back at it and was like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
I haven't looked at the show schedule. I just want to know, it's like, what else? What are we bumping because of this?
Spider's back.
Oh my god!
What do you say?
It's in Slack.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Oh no.
There you go.
Okay, let me see what we're dealing with here.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's
poking
been,
out of the water.
That's cobra.
That's been simmering there for
sure.
I'm gonna draw a face.
Interesting colors.
That's yesterday's gig.
Draw it for a shirt.
That's offensive.
What's crazy me. Is that door.
That's yesterday's gig.
The door was wide open.
That's so yesterday.
The one next to it is closed.
Right.
Now I'm curious.
I know.
I didn't
want to
look in.
Maybe the guy has locked himself in the air.
Maybe he realized this one filled up this ball. I have to go to the next ball.
Right. That's yesterday. Can you put it on a T-shirt though?
Yeah, draw it and we'll put it on a shirt.
No, let's put the picture on the shirt.
That's what we're in the process. Go ahead, Clark. Show what you're working with.
All right. And put a dookie in a bow and Loch Ness monster.
This thing's getting a face.